It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
These deals get done right before they have to get done. So Roma Dunze's deal, I would be surprised if there's an issue there. Caleb Williams, a little bit of a different story. Now, he is eventually going to get a four-year, $39.5 or so million dollar fully guaranteed deal with most or all of his signing bonus up front.
According to Ian Rappaport, the Bears have agreed to terms with Rome Odunze.
Breaking news on The Score, Caleb Williams, the Bears' number one overall pick, has signed a four-year, fully guaranteed $39 million contract that includes a $25.5 million signing bonus and a fifth-year team option. That according to a guy by the name of Adam Schefter.
And now, live on 670 The Score and on the Odyssey app, is Anthony Herron.
Go ahead and dance, Chicago. You know you're feeling good. Been waiting on this moment all offseason. We are here, Shy City. For the better part of the next 3 hours, I am your voice. This is Anthony Herron on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Caleb Williams, Bears number one overall pick in the NFL draft. It is official. He is now signed and sealed as a member of the Chicago Bears. The agreement has been agreed upon. The ink may not be dry yet, but contract has been inked by the Bears QB. So he is there. He is prepared. And, oh, by the way, it would be the lead story in most seasons where a top 10 pick for a squad, especially for the Chicago Bears in the NFL draft, it would be the lead story usually that Rome Odunze earlier in the day also agreed to terms, signed his contract as well. So now here we are. They have reached a deal with each of their two top 10 picks, pick number one, pick number nine. So now it is known with certainty, both Caleb and Rome in the house, members of the Bears, deal is done, contract has been taken care of. So I don't know if we got to the point with either of them that it would have been worthy to officially consider it a holdout. I would say probably not. It was one of the things we discussed a bit last night when I was here with you. Didn't feel worthwhile today when it was just kind of rookies showing up and putting their bags down, you know, dropping the duffel bag, taking a little bit of the equipment out, glad handing with a few teammates, chatting up the coaches about what their offseason, what really the last few weeks, to be precise, what those entailed. So I didn't miss a whole lot, either one of them. But there was, understandably, that there was some mounting concern over what it would mean if we did not see Caleb Williams, if we did not see Rome Odunze in the days to come, perhaps in the weeks to come. We are accustomed to, in viewing the Bears and observing the Bears' activities, and especially just with the way that so much of the time frame over the last few weeks, few months, this whole offseason, and even when you look at the way that things developed for the Bears throughout last NFL season in 2023, a season that did show loads of promise, lots of potential, and now building off of that, there's sort of this this off-ramp for some choices that were made coming out of last year. And now, with the talent that's been acquired, with the roster that's been put together by Ryan Poles, now it does seem that the Bears have this on-ramp towards high-level competition. Don't want to overpromise. You know, Jalen Johnson has been on some prominent shows kind of telling everybody to be patient with the squad. I understand that. But in the end, the apprehension that Bears fans have felt in recent days about whether or not Caleb and Rome would be here, about how this preseason may end up going for the squad, everyone is now in a position to breathe easy, to rest easy, because at the moment, everybody's in the house. At the moment, everybody's under contract. At the moment, you got a full complement of talent for this squad that's been assembled, and now it's going to be about Matt Eberflus keeping everyone on task, pointing them in the direction towards prominence, towards taking that north. But you got your QB and you got your wide receiver to add to the fray here. So it's a good position the Bears find themselves in. So you should be pleased about it. You should be excited about it. Take advantage of this moment, this opportunity to look toward the future with the Chicago Bears and say, at least for tonight, nothing is wrong. And how often in your Bears' lives have you been able to just look at this franchise and say, you know what? At least for right now, for this moment in time, there's nothing wrong with the Bears. Now, we don't know what all is right with them yet. So there'd be a lot of assumptions to be made between now and the start of the preseason, or now and the start of the regular season, now and whatever's going to happen, whoever's making the playoffs or anything else. But for one night only, you got a chance to look at the Bears and say, you know what? There's nothing wrong with this squad. Now, there's concerns about the roster. We've talked about this center position quite a bit. We've talked about the pass rush nonstop. There's going to be things that I am hoping Ryan Poles is going to kind of keep his ear to the ground, continue to look for ways to bolster this roster. But at least for right now, you can look at it and say, you know what? This is a team that has a chance to compete at an extremely high level. There are no perfect rosters in football. The Bears roster certainly has its imperfections. The depth up front, and I mentioned the center position on offense, the way that the pass rush is still young, and right now it's kind of Montez Sweat and a bunch of other guys are just hoping to figure out how to get to the QB. But on the whole, it's a good roster, a good squad, and a team that seems ready. That, to me, is as important as anything about where things sit with the Chicago Bears. They appear ready to seize this moment, prepared to go out and get it, prepared to try and take on what's in front of them in the NFL. They don't seem to be in a position where they have assumed too much about what this team will be. They seem to realize what they're capable of. The leadership on this roster seems to be a group that recognizes they've been building towards this moment. And those who've been added to the fray, the Keenan Allens of the roster, they seem to recognize they're coming into a situation where something legitimate has the opportunity to happen this season. So that's worthy of excitement. That's worthy of anticipation. That's worthy of positivity. I know the rest of the sports scene around Chicago doesn't always lend itself to positivity. But for this evening, for this night, congratulations, Chicago. You got a QB, you got a wide receiver, everybody's under contract, you got a team that is now in a position to say, we can maybe. You know, there hadn't been a season they've come into up to the last couple of years where you can say, all right, they're about to take the North. I'm not ready to bet on them taking the North this season, but assuming health, they should make it really, really interesting, and I'm looking forward to watching that. 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. I know there's a lot of you out there that want to react to the news about Caleb Williams being under contract with the Bears, about Rome Odunze having his deal done with the Bears as well. And now that rookies have reported today, those rookies include the top two picks, the two first-round picks that they just drafted in this draft cycle. You will have veterans who report on Friday. They will hit the practice field on Saturday. So everybody who's heading out to Hallis Hall, all these folks out here apparently scalping these free practice tickets to go get that in-person look, to lay their eyeballs on Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. That's just one of many examples of the anticipation that's there for this Bears season. When we have guests on the show tonight, guests will join us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. The Score listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. I was kind of hoping last night we might get some news that would break at some point. Didn't end up happening. But if over the course of the next 3 hours, breaking news on 670 The Score is presented by BetQL, smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. And the great thing about the position the Bears find themselves in right now is that not only is there all this positivity about the squad at the moment, but then you will have now the additional news, that the coverage that will be associated with Hard Knocks, and a lot of the rumor mill that's been churning about this, and folks just kind of thinking that maybe there was some world where we're having, whether it's Max or HBO Max or HBO, the show Hard Knocks, and the potential that Caleb and Rome Williams and Adunze, the signing of their contracts, perhaps, you know, somehow being delayed on purpose just so the Bears version of Hard Knocks would have the opportunity to, I guess, to show in a delayed manner the contracts being signed. Never made sense to me at any point I was hearing that, as, you know, many rumors, many conspiracy theories often don't make sense when you really evaluate them, because who does that benefit? Who would it have benefited if Hard Knocks had either convinced the Bears, or if the Bears had convinced Hard Knocks that this was something that made sense, that there would be some benefit to waiting and having the signing of these contracts between Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze, that somehow would benefit the Chicago Bears or benefit either of these rookie top 10 picks to just sort of wait around and have HBO in their delayed manner for this documentary style show, that for some reason it would actually benefit anyone associated with this. I suppose you could make the case maybe it would slightly benefit HBO, slightly benefit Hard Knocks. But again, this wouldn't have been live breaking news coverage. It's a show where they record things in advance, show it like a week later or whatever. So I didn't understand the thought process behind some of those rumors that were floating around about what may happen or what the reasoning behind the delay would have been. And at this point, I still haven't seen any credible reporting, any sourced reporting on what the delay was. But regardless of that, the deal is done. And we heard the terms being discussed from some of the prominent reporters in the industry. We had Alex Kuhn even playing audio from Adam Schefter there from yesterday, talking about, and Ian Rappaport, excuse me, talking about the 4 years, $39 million. That's exactly what the deal ended up being, because these rookie contracts are slotted. So there's no reason to think the numbers were going to be different. You know, no reason to really think that the signing bonus of $25.5 million. I don't know how outside the norm that is. So at this point, we don't really know for sure what the delay was, why the delay was. It may not even be fair to call it a delay. There's still other first-round picks that are unsigned right now. But at the moment, because everyone was so eager to see whether or not Caleb would arrive in camp on time, and that hope, and frankly, part of the conjecture really comes from this notion that's been around Caleb Williams since he was at USC. You know, I didn't honestly hear it as much at Oklahoma, but certainly when he got to USC, when he's playing ball in Hollywood, as he's winning the Heisman Trophy, and we're getting more and more of him on camera, more and more of him, you know, being a guy who's on billboards and in TV commercials, and some of the reporting that have been out there and folks associated with him, whether it's dad or whomever else, but some of the innuendo, if you will, about the personality of Caleb Williams. And a lot of these things, these rumors, some of the quote-unquote reporting that has followed him, what always struck me about that as it related to Caleb Williams is that it wasn't based off things we ever heard directly from him. And so we'll see, you know, as he goes through his professional career how long this continues to sort of trail Caleb Williams as it relates to the public perception of how he handles himself as a professional. Because, you know, he certainly comes into the league in a different position than most, perhaps any, number one overall pick QB has ever entered the league with. The roster that the Bears have in place, the expectations on this football team, his college career that he brings and that resume that he brings into the NFL with him, now, all those things are certainly a part of the landing spot and the perception of the landing spot for Caleb Williams. But that being said, the way that folks have viewed him over these last few months since his college career and through the NFL combine phase and some of the thoughts of him, you know, it's one thing to think of him as someone who is unique in the role he enters the NFL with. It's another thing to presume anything negative because of that. And that's what I think is something that I would hope, as long as Caleb Williams continues to handle himself as well as he's handled himself in every phase, in every facet of recent months here, even making public community appearances in Chicago during this week and having Bears brass there with him in person, I would hope, and I'm confident the perception of those who still wonder a little bit as we all collectively get to know Caleb Williams that much better over that time, then I would imagine we'll end up in a situation where the assumptions that some might make about Caleb Williams will evolve just as you get to know him more and see him in the public eye on a more consistent basis.
Do you think that we're going to get any light shined on this by Hard Knocks, Ant? I need a prediction right now.
I would imagine that if it's not uttered live in an interview, you know, the media will have an opportunity to talk to Caleb Williams before anything ever comes of Hard Knocks. Before we see that premiere episode of Hard Knocks, there are going to be a lot of opportunities for the Bears beat reporters to talk to Caleb, to talk to Matt Eberflus, perhaps even to talk to Ryan Poles. So it'll certainly be addressed on Hard Knocks. I would imagine there'll be, you know, some degree of footage of Caleb signing the contract and some of those conversations. But my guess would be it'll be addressed to some extent by either Caleb or Poles. I doubt Matt Eberflus is going to get into it, but either Caleb Williams or Ryan Poles, I would imagine that one of them will take the opportunity to sort of illuminate things a little bit, talking to the brass, talking to the media there at camp. But I don't think it's going to be like where Hard Knocks is going to be the first source we ever see Caleb address this or Ryan Poles address this. I would imagine the beat reporters that are going to be there at Halas Hall throughout training camp, as they ask questions about it, then I would imagine they'll give them an inkling of it before it gets addressed on Hard Knocks. At least if I were advising them, that's how I would go about it, because in the end, like, you know, Hard Knocks is going to be what it is. It's going to get some eyeballs. It's going to have some interest. You got personalities on there. But I'm not under the impression the Bears need to go out of their way or Caleb Williams needs to go out of his way to give Hard Knocks some sort of exclusive dealings or some sort of behind the scenes breaking news that wouldn't actually come out in the public sector, because that kind of, like I was referencing earlier, I don't see the benefit in that from the Bears' perspective. But, you know, there'll likely be a balance to it. I'm sure there will be. One of the things I'll be balancing is the guest lineup throughout the show. My guy Alex Kuhn is booked for tonight's show. Carmen Vitale actually be with me in just a few minutes. She covers the entire NFC North division, so we'll talk a lot of Bears, get a sense for what's happening. You know, Bears aren't the only organization that's had a first-round pick unsigned up to this point, so we'll get the latest from Carmen on that. Ken Davis of the Under Center podcast, we'll talk to him also just in getting his thoughts now that both Caleb and Rome are signed and how bright the future might be for the Bears with the current construct of this franchise And we will talk some Cubs. I didn't really get into a lot of baseball and Cubs commentary. But later in the evening, Megan Montemurro will be with me as well to talk some baseball, talk some Cubs. And I also want to hear from you. Later on in the hour, we will open up the phone lines, give you the opportunity to give us your thoughts. How excited are you for Caleb? What do you think the ceiling is for the Bears quarterback, this team as a whole? Now that you know the roster is intact, where are you at with this news, Chicago? So after we talk to Carmen Vitale, we will open up the phone.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Lines get to that later on in the hour because I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts out there now that this news has taken place. I'm Anthony Heron. I'll get out of the way for a moment. Carmen Vitale will join me next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
One of the most, if not the most important relationship, you know, on the coaching staff and throughout this team, you know, for me to have is my OC and us being on the same page throughout, you know, this process and growing and learning from that. But also when we get to season is keep growing and processing, you know, the same way that he does so that we're on the same page.
We're back live with more Anthony Heron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It's not official. That is the voice of Bears quarterback Caleb Williams, talking about his working relationship with his OC, Shane Waldron. I'm Anthony Heron. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Both Caleb Williams and Roman Dunze, it is official. They are contracted members of your Chicago Bears. There's a lot of excitement about that news because a lot of concern was beginning to build as rookies reported today to Hallis Hall. But concern no more, Bears fans. They are in the house. For us, let's go out to the hotline, get the latest on what's happening not only with the Bears, but with the entire NFC North. We'll go out to the Score Hotline presented by Circa Sports Illinois. I'm now joined by Carmen Vitale. Covers the NFC North for Fox Sports. You can find her on the X at Carmi V. Carmen, what's happening? How are you doing this evening?
Hi, Ann. I'm good. How are you?
I'm spectacular. I'm eagerly anticipating seeing Caleb and Rome out there on the practice field for the Bears and what that'll mean for everybody who shows up for Bears training camp. I am curious if the deadline that was there for rookies reporting today, were you confident, you know, for the most part, the entire time that both Caleb and Rome would kind of make this thing happen, the Bears would get this thing done today?
Yeah, I was. And I mean, I think if you look at even, you know, past years with Ryan Poles, maybe it doesn't take up until this 11th hour, but there's been just, you know, some business talks with his first round picks and maybe they sign a little bit later than some other teams. And then if you add in the fact that Caleb Williams especially is a businessman and he is going to make sure that whatever can be negotiated within rookie salaries, he is going to negotiate them. And that, you know, comes to the tune of that big signing bonus that he was able to get, which is part of the negotiations when you get your signing bonus, how much is guaranteed, all that. That's part of the deal, and I expected nothing less of someone like Caleb Williams.
And so talk us through that aspect of it a little bit then. The $25.5 million signing bonus, from your understanding, is that sort of what the negotiation pushing up to this date, did it come down to just kind of haggling over how much money would be guaranteed and the timing of it all?
Yeah, that's basically the flexibility that rookies have when it comes to their rookie contracts, because the overall salary is dictated by when and where you were picked. And there's not really wiggle room there, but there's all the minutiae of when you get your money, how much of it is converted into a signing bonus, all of that kind of stuff. That needs to be worked out. And Caleb Williams, I think, got a really great deal, and the Bears locked up the quarterback, and everybody can take a big sigh of relief now.
And Roma Dunze ends up getting his four-year deal, $22.7 million fully guaranteed, and a $13.3 million signing bonus. Have you been under the impression at all that, you know, as close as Caleb and Rome seem to have already gotten here, that the contract negotiations, have those been related to each other in any way?
I don't think so, beyond the fact that, you know, the Bears are, they're both first round deals. So they both include, you know, that fifth year option, or can include that fifth year option. I think that this was more just what we're going to see. I think this is going to become more normal, actually, as it is, just because of the NIL era now that we're in college, where these guys have a lot more autonomy and say over their money, over their contracts. And a lot of times you don't have guys that are so eager to get that first NFL paycheck because they've already been making millions in college. That goes into it too. So I think, especially, you know, you have two top 10 players that you needed to sign, but they also understand the power and the leverage that they have. And they probably made some money already in college, given the NIL deals, especially in the case of Caleb Williams. So I just think it's more of something that we're going to see become more commonplace. And this is just kind of the beginning of it.
And so now that contracts are done on the roster, at least for this first week of Bears training camp, then everyone's in-house. So the moves that Ryan Poles could end up making from here, the positions of concern really seem to be depth on the offensive line, if they want to look for an upgraded center, which I'm not sure that that's necessarily from a transaction perspective, that the center position is where they would go from here with veterans, but who knows? The defensive front, the pass rush there certainly could use a little bolstering as well. Do you feel like, at least for the moment, Ryan Poles is satisfied with where things sit and just keeping, you know, an open eye on other transactions, or do you get the impression there's some eagerness to do any additional wheeling and dealing?
No, I think that this is, you know, you've spent the last three seasons curating this roster. Now you kind of need to see it perform in training camp, at least, and really hone in on where your priorities need to be to lie, whether that's upgrading other positions or adding depth or whatever it is. I think that they really like the two guys that they have that are competing for that center spot, and Ryan Bates and Coleman Shelton. Coleman Shelton was a starter last year. Ryan Bates played a lot of football. Bears, don't forget, tried to get Ryan Bates a couple of years ago in Ryan Poles' first offseason with the team. So they really like both of these guys. From my talks with people in the organization, that is still a true competition. They're going to see how that plays out in training camp. And I think that that's kind of the approach you take at this point in the season. And then once you get down the line, especially when you get to see, you know, who guys that are being cut or guys that become available throughout training camp for whatever reason, that's when you can kind of start to play around with the roster a little bit. And where we've seen, you know, Ryan Poles make some of those, like, those smaller deals, we've seen him do that before. So I think for right now, you just want to evaluate exactly where your priorities need to lie as training camp gets started.
Curious if there's any position that I'm missing, because as I reference this roster being, you know, one that's ready to compete at a high level, the main two spots are the ones we've been discussing so far here, the O-line and the D-line, for where the Bears could look to address something most readily. Is there another spot that you feel like might still be worthy of concern, or is this roster just kind of, you know, that formidable? Like, is it backup QB? Is it the running back spot where they did bring in DeAndre Swift? Is there another position group on the team that's worthy of a level of observation, I guess, for transactions that maybe we don't talk about much?
Yeah, I'm like, safety depth I'm a little concerned with, I think. Just, you know, just to make sure that you have a really good rotation back there, you keep your guys fresh, especially for a scheme that requires or stresses getting takeaways. Usually that falls to the back level of the defense. And the thing is too, I do have concerns, especially about that interior defensive line, where you're now relying on Jerron Dexter to play that three tech, which is not something he did in college. He was drafted to the Bears based on traits and what they thought he could do. This is the year he has to make that jump to make this defense work. Otherwise, there is going to be a lot of stress on that back level. So I'm kind of concerned about that. Again, opposite Montez Sweat, I would like something more there than a late round rookie. But at this point, you know, you just need to see how these guys all work together. Can Jerron Dexter especially make that next step? But I still would feel a lot more comfortable if there was maybe a better rotation on the interior there. I was really surprised they didn't sign a veteran to that three tech spot, quite honestly. But they seem to have faith in the guys they have, so we'll see how that works.
Carmen Vitale, my guest here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, covering the NFC North for Fox Sports, and you can find her on social at Carmi V. For Caleb specifically, because the expectations are as high as they are, what do you think is fair? I mean, because he is this number one pick in this situation with a roster that seems just ready to roll, quote unquote, you know, if he can really make this thing happen. But the historic success we just saw from C.J. Stroud last season does seem like maybe it's skewed the perception of what a rookie is capable of. What do you think is a fair expectation for Caleb this season?
Yeah, C.J. Stroud is not a fair expectation for anybody, and I think it cheapens what C.J. Stroud accomplished last year, because that was not the norm. That was so incredibly impressive, especially when you consider he had a first-year head coach, first-year defensive head coach, had question marks all along the offensive line, had question marks all along that roster, really, and was still able to do what he did last year. That doesn't mean that every rookie coming into the league is going to look like that now. Nobody thought that that was going to happen with C.J. Stroud either. Otherwise, he would have been taken first overall, I think. So this is, we need to kind of, again, just keep our expectations a little bit lower, because the pro game is, I know it looks similar, but it is wildly different from the college game. And you see that in things like Caleb Williams coming out and saying, hey, yeah, I haven't done a verbal cadence since high school. That was not something that was asked of me in college. There's all these little nuances and things that people need to get used to once they get to the pro level, not to mention the speed of the game. And then you need to get used to your weapons and your wide receivers, your tight ends. You need to know what your offensive line needs from you. They need to know what they need to provide you, and have that relate, that back and forth relationship develop. And there's no substitute for time when it comes to stuff like that. So the good news is, though, is the Bears have so much talent on their roster, especially on the offensive side of the ball, that they don't necessarily need Caleb Williams to be a world beater right away. Especially if this defense continues the momentum from last year, you should be able to rely on them to keep points low, and so you don't have to score that much on offense. And you can get away with managing the games, especially with the easy schedule that the Bears have relatively to start the season. They don't start division play until week 11. That's going to give you time and reps and experience, because there is no substitute for that. So let's just work on taking it a step at a time. Let's see Caleb break those really, really low rookie records. Let's see the Bears kind of get to a winning record this season. Let's see them flirt with playoff contention before we expect division titles and Super Bowl runs and all that kind of stuff. You need to give it a little bit of time, no matter how much talent is on a roster, especially with this much new on the offensive side of the ball.
With the Bears playing in the Hall of Fame game, that meant they reported to training camp a week earlier than most of the rest of the National Football League. So there was a different time clock on getting Caleb Williams done, getting Roma Dunze done. So now both those are done. There are still five other first-round draft picks from this cycle that are unsigned with their particular ball club. Two of those, one of the divisional opponents for the Bears, the Minnesota Vikings, have yet to get J.J. McCarthy inked. They have yet to get Dallas Turner inked. How do you see that situation? Do you know much about what's happening with J.J. McCarthy? Because he's not going to be expected definitively to be the day one or game one starter with Sam Darnold in the house in Minnesota. But how important is this time that McCarthy could potentially miss if they don't get something figured out?
Yeah, I mean, he was there for all of, you know, the OTAs and stuff like that. Rookies don't need to be signed for that. I don't foresee there being any real holdup by this. I think it's just one of those 11th hour things, going back to what we were talking about earlier, where this is just kind of the norm now, where these guys aren't necessarily desperate for the first NFL paycheck. They've got a little nest egg already left over from college, and they are more acutely aware of the business side of this industry. So I don't foresee there really being any complications there. J.J. McCarthy is been excited to be a Minnesota Viking. You saw that in all of the videos that came out about when he was drafted. And he is going into such a wonderful situation in Minnesota. We talk really a lot about how Caleb is coming into one of the best scenarios that a quarterback taken first overall has ever come into. But I think J.J. McCarthy is coming into one of the best scenarios that any rookie quarterback could be going into, given the fact that there is a bridge quarterback in place who has a very long leash that gives you the luxury of patience if you're the Minnesota Vikings, to make sure that J.J. McCarthy is developed. And he's also being developed by a former quarterback in Kevin O'Connell, a former quarterback in Josh McCown, who's his quarterback coach. And then, oh, by the way, you have all of this talent on that offensive side of the ball between Justin Jefferson, T.J. Hockenson. Hopefully Jordan Addison can stay out of a moving vehicle. There's so many things on that Minnesota offense that are set up to help J.J. McCarthy, and then not to mention the defense, which should be a top five unit entering the third season under Brian Flores. I just think that there is just not a lot of expectations for J.J. McCarthy right away, but they absolutely see him as the future. And, I mean, you saw how excited Kwesi Mensah and Kevin O'Connell were when they realized they could get Dallas Turner. I just think that this is kind of the new normal when it comes to guys, especially first-round guys that were drafted high, signing these contracts. They are going to negotiate everything they can negotiate in these deals because they're coming into the league as businessmen.
When you look at the division as a whole, because I've been telling Bears fans they should be excited about this roster as it sits right now, even though, yes, there's particular spots that Ryan Poles could still look to upgrade. But top to bottom, by comparison, the Bears roster versus other rosters in the division, Detroit, Green Bay, and Atlanta, or Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota. You just went through the weaponry available with the Vikings, especially on offense. Green Bay, a roster even younger than the Chicago Bears. And, oh, by the way, the Detroit Lions just made the NFC title game and returned largely intact for this season. Just from a sheer talent perspective, how do you stack up the Bears roster versus others in the division?
Yeah, I think you really need to break it down kind of by unit because, I mean, if you're looking at the Bears' receiving core, like, I don't know who I'm putting above that necessarily as a whole. You can break it down by individual guys, in which case, obviously, Justin Jefferson, I think, is the best receiver in the league, so he's going to be the best receiver in the division. But then you see what Ben Johnson is able to do in Detroit because he has all of these weapons that together just make this really versatile offensive scheme that keeps you on your toes if you're a defense, and it's what helps. And the aggressiveness of Dan Campbell's play calling, which is what propelled them into the title game, the NFC title game this last season. It's a division that's full of offensive talent, which is someone who grew up in Chicago and grew up watching this division is really weird to say because it was the black and blue division. It was always like this rough and tumble, you know, smash mouth run game / defense division. It wasn't known for all of this flashy offensive firepower, but that's what you have now. So I think Green Bay, given the sheer number of weapons that Jordan Love has, there's nobody that's like an elite receiver on that roster. But at the same time, you have so many good options to the point where you saw that Dallas game in the wild card round where the Packers went into AT&T Stadium and dismantled the Cowboys just because of the sheer number of options Jordan Love had. The defense couldn't key in on any one guy, and if they did, Green Bay can make them pay with somebody else and then some, especially with how much Matt LaFleur likes to use motion and change things up and, you know, cover all of his offensive schemes with all this window dressing that just makes it hard for defenses to read. So it's going to be a really tough division. It could be the toughest division in football this year. But the Bears, talent-wise, stack up against all of these guys. It's now just up to the execution, and Detroit and Green Bay kind of have the experience or the leg up in that regard, given that they already did it last year.
Carmi V, you're the goods. Appreciate you taking the time tonight.
Anytime. You know that.
That is Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports. You can find her on the X at Carmi V and also on Fox Sports Radio. Now, I asked her the question, what are her expectations for Caleb Williams? And, you know, she doesn't seem to be one who's going to allow Caleb to hide from those expectations, but keeping things relatively grounded in what's fair to expect from a rookie. But she's a responsible member of the sports media. What do you think out there, Bears fans? 312-644-6767. What are you expecting now that Caleb's deal is done, Rome's deal is done, your expectations for the Bears' number one overall pick at the QB with all this weaponry at his disposal? I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
One other thing you should keep in mind is that baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I put out the call, the siren call for calls about the Bears getting the deal done with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. Their first round picks are done. All their draft picks have been inked. So now I want to know from you at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. Just frankly, what are your expectations for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears? I think this is a really impressive roster Ryan Poles has been building towards this point. But what do you think, Chicago? Let's go out to the phone line here. And you should know as well that the Score listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Let's start with Pete, who is in St. Charles, about those Bears expectations. What's happening, Pete?
Hey, Big Ant. What a pleasure, man. Always wanted to talk with you.
I appreciate you.
Cool. Expectations. I would take 8-8 all day long.
Oh.
No injuries, okay? And got to be honest, right? He's in for a way more than he's anticipated. I mean, you know, you played the game. The speed of this game is unbelievable. And I think that's going to have a little factor to it. But honestly, no injuries. You get through an 8-8 season in his rookie year, I think we're on our way.
I like that call. That is a very grounded call from Pete in St. Charles. And he referenced multiple times no injuries. And that to me is pretty intriguing when you evaluate the style of play of Caleb Williams. Because, yes, he's got a lot of weapons at his disposal. And so if he were a certain style of quarterback, you would think, hey, this would be great. He should just sit in the pocket and carve him up because he's got DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. And he's got Rome Odunze and then Cole Kmet. And he can throw screen passes to DeAndre Swift and all those other things. And that's true. That is 100% accurate with all that weaponry that's there. But we got to remember Caleb Williams is a playmaker. He's going to be on the move. He's going to be rolling out. He's going to improvise. That's a part of what's made him to be viewed as such a special talent at the position, because he does have a lot of those off-script abilities. That's where a lot of his highlights came from during his USC career. That can, at times, open you up to some injuries. One thing to say, like, hey, call the quarterback into movement. You know where the blockers are. You know where the route combinations are. But you start scrambling around. You start improvising. Maybe somebody isn't there when you kind of think they are in a scramble drill, thus and so. Bada bing, bada boom, guys take some hits. Who knows? Who knows? But I do like the fact that Pete in St. Charles at least references that staying healthy is a part of the concern, and an 8-8 record. I think a lot of folks have higher expectations for the Bears than 8-8. I'm curious if John in Westmont has higher expectations for the Bears than an 8-8 record now that Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze have been signed. Let's go out to the hotline. John, what's happening this evening?
Yes, I'd like to talk to you about all of the local professional teams in the Chicago area and what I think about the Bears.
All right.
My son played on a football team at a high school, Riverside Brookfield High School,
okay,
which is just outside of the Brookfield Zoo. Their properties are adjacent. And the head coach there used to say, as an expression, if you ain't got no animals, you ain't got no zoo. I think up until now, the Chicago teams ain't got no animals. But I think they may have a few now.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's some great potential for the teams here in Chicago. You know, the common sports terminology, the way folks tend to describe things, you want guys got that dog in them. And it does seem to me, and that may be something worth me coming back around to later in the show. I was kind of thinking of this as a topic, Alex. Alex Coon for me on the ones and twos. But the guys on the Bears roster where – when you think of the way they play the game, the way that they attack their craft, when you hear the term, who's got that dog in them, that's one thing that on the Bears roster, I think that's worthy of evaluation. Who are the dogs on the Bears roster? Remind me if I forget to come back around to that.
I got you
in the final hour of the show.
I got two nominees, and they
both appear on the
score during the season. So
okay, I like the sounds of that. Yeah, we'll make sure we come back around to that one later in the show. But for now, let's take a time out. We'll come back. We will keep the Bears conversation rolling at the top of the second hour together with Kenneth Davis. He's been waiting to share his Bears talks here on the Score because of the fact that they have got their two top 10 picks signed. I cannot wait to hear what my guy Ken Davis has to say about this. We'll do it next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Number one overall pick at the QB with all this weaponry at his disposal. I want to hear from you. 312-644-6767. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We're back live with more Anthony Herron on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
One other thing you should keep in mind is that baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I'm Anthony Herron. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I put out the call, the siren call for calls about the Bears getting the deal done with Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. Their first round picks are done. All their draft picks have been inked. So now I want to know from you at 312-644-6767. 312-644-6767. Just frankly, what are your expectations for Caleb Williams and the Chicago Bears? I think this is a really impressive roster Ryan Poles has been building towards this point. But what do you think, Chicago? Let's go out to the phone line here. And you should know as well that The Score listener line is powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Let's start with Pete, who is in St. Charles, about those Bears' expectations. What's happening, Pete?
Hey, Big Ant. What a pleasure, man. Always wanted to talk with you.
I appreciate you.
Cool. Expectations. I would take 8-8 all day long.
Oh.
No injuries. Okay. And got to be honest, right? He's in for a way more than he's anticipated. I mean, you know, you played the game. The speed of this game is unbelievable, and I think that's going to have a little factor to it. But honestly, no injuries. You get through an 8-8 season in his rookie year, I think we're on our way.
I like that call. That is a very grounded call from Pete in St. Charles. And he referenced multiple times no injuries. And that to me is pretty intriguing when you evaluate the style of play of Caleb Williams. Because, yes, he's got a lot of weapons at his disposal. And so if he were a certain style of quarterback, you would think, hey, this would be great. He should just sit in the pocket and carve him up because he's got DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, and he's got Rome Odunze and then Cole Kmet, and he can throw screen passes to DeAndre Swift and all those other things. And that's true. That is 100% accurate with all that weaponry that's there. But we got to remember Caleb Williams is a playmaker. He's going to be on the move. He's going to be rolling out. He's going to improvise. That's a part of what's made him to be viewed as such a special talent at the position, because he does have a lot of those off-script abilities. That's where a lot of his highlights came from during his USC career. That can, at times, open you up to some injuries. It's one thing to say, like, hey, call the quarterback into movement. You know where the blockers are. You know where the route combinations are. But you start scrambling around. You start improvising. Maybe somebody isn't there when you kind of think they are in a scramble drill, thus and so. Bada bing, bada boom, guys take some hits. Who knows? Who knows? But I do like the fact that Pete in St. Charles at least references that staying healthy is a part of the concern, and an 8-8 record. I think a lot of folks have higher expectations for the Bears than 8-8. I'm curious if John in Westmont has higher expectations for the Bears than an 8-8 record now that Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze have been signed. Let's go out to the hotline. John, what's happening this evening?
Yeah. Yes, I'd like to talk to you about all of the local professional teams in the Chicago area and what I think about the Bears.
All right.
My son played on a football team at a high school, Riverside Brookfield High School,
okay,
which is just outside of the Brookfield Zoo. Their properties are adjacent. And the head coach there used to say, as an expression, If you ain't got no animals, you ain't got no zoo. I think up until now, Chicago teams ain't got no animals. But I think they may have a few now.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's some great potential for the teams here in Chicago. You know, the common sports terminology, the way folks tend to describe things, you want guys got that dog in them. And it does seem to me, and that may be something worth me coming back around to later in the show. I was kind of thinking of this as a topic, Alex. Alex Kuhn for me on the ones and twos. But the guys on the Bears roster where when you think of the way they play the game, the way that they attack their craft, when you hear the term, who's got that dog in them, that's one thing that on the Bears roster, I think that's worthy of evaluation. Who are the dogs on the Bears roster? Remind me if I forget to come back around to that.
I got you,
in the
Ant.
Final hour of the show.
I got two nominees, and they
both appear
on the score during the season. So
okay, I like the sounds of that. Yeah, we'll make sure we come back around to that one later in the show. But for now, let's take a time out. We'll come back. We will keep the Bears conversation rolling at the top of the second hour together with Kenneth Davis. He's been waiting to share his Bears talks here on the Score because of the fact that they have got their two top 10 picks signed. I cannot wait to hear what my guy Ken Davis has to say about this. We'll do it next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.